I thought we were gonna be just friends.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark?
Guess what day it is?
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Happy Valentine's Day. It is 6:10. Left my wife a card and a dozen red roses right next to the coffee machine before I left today.
That is impressive.
How sweet.
You know what I'll get from her? Nothing.
And is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You already knew that going into
it. You seemed
to
be a little bitter.
I did.
With the roses from you or Charlie?
It was from Charlie Wrigley, our dog, and from me.
You're on the bottom of the totem pole.
I'm on the bottom of the list.
Good
yes.
for Charlie.
By the way, roses, $15.99 at Costco.
They're beautiful, too.
They are.
I love that. I got flowers 2 days ago.
I bought them 2 days ago. I hid them in the basement.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
In some water, I hope.
Yes, of course. They were in water. Hid in the basement, and this morning
Pete McMurray taking a dozen roses into the basement and trying to find a vase with water to hide them from his wife.
A vase? I just grabbed a glass and put it in the corner.
A bucket.
Right.
I do not like red roses at all.
Oh, stop it.
No, I really don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't. They're all thorny.
Is it because of the way they smell or the thorns?
I'm not a rose person. I don't care.
My mom didn't like roses either.
I mean, I like spring flowers and things like that, but roses...
Spring flowers cheaper.
Die quickly and...
$8.99. You know,
chocolate.
We have a pair of tickets to Bill Murray and Jan Vogler and Friends, New Worlds at the Chicago Theater on April 19th to give away today. It's a fascinating encounter between great music and great literature, bridging America and Europe with actor Bill Murray and German cellist Jan Vogler. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com starting this Friday at 10 a.m. We will give those away at 8:50.
Can I tell you, did you see there was a report, or they did a story on this show with Bill Murray on the CBS Sunday Morning Show on Sunday mornings? It looks amazing.
I have it on DVR. That's good to know.
Yeah. They did a whole profile piece on how he got this whole group together and the cellist and what happens. They show a little clip.
Thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Time for the 6 at 6.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
6 at 6, just tragic news at number one. As reported a few minutes ago, a high-ranking off-duty Chicago police officer died after he was shot Tuesday afternoon while assisting a tactical team responding to a robbery at the Thompson Center. Commander Paul Bauer of the Near North District shot several times. A little before 2 p.m., he joined the CPD in 1986. Tragic. Just tragic.
So sad. His wife.
I'm sorry.
His daughter.
He was on duty. I apologize for saying that.
Well, he was attending
on duty
active shooter training in the area, and then he was also having meetings with aldermen later on in the afternoon. That's
wow.
why he was there.
I mean, just beloved by everyone. I watched 2 hours of news yesterday afternoon on this guy.
I know. It's so sad.
Over 12,000 Chicago police officers on the street. Just a reminder of the sacrifice and the danger that they face every single day. All right. I know you're going to be shocked at number two. FBI Director Chris Wray contradicts the White House's timeline on when they learned of domestic abuse allegations against Rob Porter. Wray testified yesterday that the FBI repeatedly briefed the White House on its investigation into the aide last year. They told the White House 4 times. And of course, the White House says, I don't know about that. I'm not quite sure about that timeline.
Always changing, Pete.
The White House says one thing and everybody else says another thing. All right. You think we're having problems with our president? We could be Israel. Israeli police say there is sufficient evidence to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on criminal charges in 2 corruption cases. Not one, 2. According to police, authorities found evidence accepting bribes, fraud, and a breach of trust.
When you get tired of thinking about us, you think about somebody else.
All right. At number 4, the Chicago Cubs introduced Yu Darvish at a press conference yesterday. 31 years old, 6 years, $126 million, Andy. Could make a buck 50.
Yeah, could make a buck 50. It's front-loaded contract, much more of the money in the first couple of years as opposed to the last few. And I believe there's some out clauses there as well.
He wears number 11.
He's wearing number 11.
He can't speak a lick of English.
Not a lick.
So how does he talk to the other players on the team? If he's on the mound, Wilson Contreras wants to walk out to the mound. What happens?
Translator.
With him?
Yep. They come out to the mound.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
What if he just wants to slow down the game? Does he learn?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's some phrases that he knows of baseball.
Yeah.
In English. I mean, you have to.
I mean,
you
have
throw the ball over the plate.
And he's, you know, he is learning. He's trying to learn the language.
And I'm sure he will by just being around the guys. Yeah.
It's funny. You remember Hesop Choi, the first baseman for the Cubs?
Of course, yeah.
He learned to speak Spanish before he learned to speak English because he was around all the Latin players in the minor leagues. He spoke fluent Spanish.
Okay.
And then a little English.
All right.
So this is exciting for us, right?
This is good. This is a good deal.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Sure. At number five, the 66, the 80th floor condo at Trump Tower, where TV host Steve Harvey lived as a renter for 5 years, sold yesterday for $7.7 million. So how much do you think Steve Harvey was renting that place for if it sold for $7.7 million yesterday?
I can't even do math that fast. The bigger news here is that Steve Harvey lived in the Trump Tower on the 88th floor.
Before Harvey moved in, the rent was $22,000 a month.
What?
Cool. The building declined to say how much Harvey was paying. $22,000 a month.
A month.
A month.
It's when you have in the housewarming.
All right. And number six. The Olympics. We'd like to welcome in from ABC News. He's in South Korea. It's Alex Stone. Alex, are you there?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How about Shaun White yesterday?
Yeah, pretty incredible. Never before has an American man won medals at three Winter Olympics, and now Shaun White has broken that record. His score, a 97.75, and there was a brief moment of doubt among some in the crowd because it didn't look like that he was all that strong going into it. The qualification round he was amazing in, but the first run, it was so-so. Second run, he fell, and then the third run, he did it. It's the highest of the scores out of 100. He got a 97.75. Pretty amazing. What he's able to do now after so many years of competing. 31 years old. Many of his competitors are 17. And here's what he told reporters overnight.
Three-time Olympic gold medalist, man. You know, this honestly, I'm sure you can tell by my reactions at the bottom of the pipe, but this meant the world to me and my family and my team.
Nah, he says it's all kind of a haze now. Everything that went on after he won, where they hand them the American flag, he wrapped himself in the flag. Some people are angry about that because it's, you know, kind of against etiquette. But he says, yeah, he was just in a haze through the whole thing.
When he started crying right after his run,
and he was running to find family, and he was sort of by himself and just carrying the flag, and he was crying. His dad said, "I've never seen him cry before."
I mean, he was bawling.
Well, it's emotional. But this was redemption. This was redemption from Sochi. If you remember that he went in with all the fanfare in Sochi, and everybody thought, Shaun White, he's a lock. And then he clipped his board, and then he went down, and he didn't medal in Sochi. So this is him coming back 4 years later as, you know, really a grandpa in the sport, saying, I can still do this, and I can still be
31,
the best.
31, a grandpa.
31 is a grandpa when everybody you're competing against is 17. Every year that goes by, it becomes harder to do those flips and those acrobatics. Will he come back in 4 more years and be 35? Maybe, but they would be somewhat unbelievable if he did, but he's still so good that there is that potential that he could come back at 35.
Alex, when did he first win? Was it 08?
It's a good question. That would be, it wouldn't have been 08 because those were summer games. So it would have been probably 06. Well, he was definitely in Vancouver. So yeah, probably 06.
Okay, 06.
And then 10 was Vancouver, and then he didn't win in Sochi. Yep. So yeah, 06 would be about right.
And it's funny if you watch the timeline from the first time he ever won when he's like a 17-year-old kid until yesterday's interviews when they're talking to him. He's grown up so much.
Yeah, and his hair has grown down. It's you know, it's gone from the flying tomato with all of that hair down to a well-coiffed head of hair.
It's a great moment. And Chloe Kim the other day, I'm full into the Olympics right now. I am just loving it.
Yeah. Yeah, especially snowboarding and what the U.S. is able to do. And now we've got to get some of these alpine events going. Unfortunately, the winds have just been so extreme. It's been tough. They keep delaying things. Every day, the meteorologists tell us, oh, it's going to get better. And every day we wake up and the winds are still blowing. They are howling outside right now. They've been 50 miles an hour. It makes it tough. They had to delay more events today, the biathlon, more alpine. We're hoping that tomorrow, that's what on the schedule, everything that was delayed, the slalom, everything else from last weekend, when Michaela Schifrin and Lindsey Vonn and those are set to compete, it's all on the schedule for tomorrow. Now we have to see if they're going to be able to get it in.
Yeah, we've been waiting for Michaela Schifrin. That keeps getting pushed back.
And are those going to then go back to back?
Well, yeah, they're going to have to figure out the men's and women's both got canceled, so they're going to have to they're actually going to be on two different tracks, so they may be going at the same time. They're still working the schedule around because they had to delay more today. It's messing with the planning. And you know, earlier in the week they kind of laughed at everybody saying, "What would you do if the weather, you know, continues to blow and if they can't get it in, would you extend the Olympics?" And they said, "Ah, you know, that's nothing we would ever think about." But now we're a week and a half away from the end of the Olympics.
Right.
And they've got a lot of events that they haven't been able to run.
The weather is a huge issue. Alex Stone from ABC. Thanks for joining us, man.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Live from South Korea. That's good stuff.
How exciting for him.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
625, Steve will join us live from Las Vegas right after 8 o'clock.
I can't wait to hear him, see what's going on.
Where the Blackhawks dropped another one last night. Rough stuff. Today is, of course, Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. We talked about the top 10 most popular things to give up for Lent yesterday. I've decided to give up pizza, ice cream, Starbucks coffee, and swearing.
Wow.
I'm going to try swearing
again.
That's
a lot. What are you going to give in return, Pete?
What?
What are you going to give?
I'm going to help people.
Remember, the Cardinal said you had
to
do that. Yeah.
We had,
we're on you, right, Jane? We're on.
Cardinal Blaise Supich on yesterday, and he brought something up that just blew us away. He said, during Lent, it's okay. Whatever you give up, you can have it on Sundays. And I made him repeat it because I didn't believe it.
Right. None of us believed it.
I did.
Mary knew from
hold on.
School.
Here's a soundbite right here.
Okay.
Here it is.
40 days of Lent don't count Sundays.
How about that?
I've never heard that ever.
I can't believe it. I mean, I went to Catholic grade school,
yep.
And my kids all did,
yep.
And I knew that.
Yep.
I
went
don't know
to
who told me, the
8 years
or
of
something.
Grammar school, 4 years of Catholic high school. I called my mother yesterday.
I was going to say, did you call Betty Ann?
I did.
She knows.
I said, Ma, you're not going to believe this. The Cardinal, he was on yesterday, and he said, whatever we give up for Lent, we can have on Sundays. And my mother immediately didn't even miss a beat and said, the Cardinal's wrong.
See, that's what it is. It's where
you were raised. The Cardinal's wrong?
Yeah.
How does Betty Ann know more than
the Cardinal? So the Cardinal is one person away from the Pope. The Pope is one person away from God.
Yeah.
But so that's wrong. The track. But my mother said, no, the Cardinal's wrong. Can't do it, honey.
Well, in your house, your mom ruled.
Yep.
Right?
You know, I brought that up to Kurt last night. I said, so what are you going to give up for Lent? And he said, well, right after the show, you told me that Lent doesn't count anymore because you can have whatever you give up anyway. So nothing.
Just look at it as a 40-day diet plan.
No!
Oh, man. So what are you giving up?
You are. I haven't decided yet.
What do you mean?
I was thinking about giving up wine because there was like,
that's big.
What's the sacrifice? I mean, giving up chocolate, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't have to have chocolate.
Mary?
I don't know. I think I'm doing candy.
Candy.
I eat a lot of candy.
Do you?
I really do. The bullseyes, the Starbursts. I eat a lot of candy.
I'm going to give up cleaning the house.
Think about swearing. Giving up swearing.
Sunday is going to be nuts for
you. I don't swear enough for that.
You know, I don't swear a lot or really much because of working in radio. You never know if you leave the microphone on. You don't ever want to be swearing in
right.
a radio studio. So I just don't swear.
I know, but every time I'm in my car, I was at Fullerton in the highway today and there was a guy that cut in front of me
it's
and I honked and said, you so.
At 5 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what'll kill you, the car, being in the car. That's
it's road rage.
About the only time I really swear.
I have it.
I laugh at people like you in the car that are swearing at me.
By the way, the top three things to give up, according to Twitter, for Lent, alcohol, fast food, and social media. There's some suggestions. Andy's just laughing. He's
it's
like, okay. Why don't you give up Lent
it's
for
all
Lent?
Good. That's what I...
Just give up Lent.
I never understood that. But again, I don't practice, so...
You're learning.
That's all good.
We will have attorney Karen Conti on today. This is free legal advice on the radio. If you have a problem, text us or call us at 312-981-7200. Karen is great. Here's the thing. If she doesn't know it, she can point you to somebody else. I love Karen.
I've got questions.
I do, too. I have a few things. So I'm going to ask her about dibs in the parking spots in Chicago.
I'm going to ask her about Lent.
Ask her about Lent.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Is it legal to get
We'll check headlines next. It's 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love will keep us together.
God, I love Valentine's Day. They hear Captain Tennille every year.
I love this song.
It's wonderful. 6:39, Steve Cochran Show. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, Andy Mazur. We'll be joined by Steve after 8 o'clock. Big announcement at 9:30 with Steve Cochran and Dave Ennett here on WGN.
I love big announcements.
It's big.
We got the email that said there's a big announcement. I don't want to know what it is. I just want to wait for the big announcement.
It's big. If you're on your way to work, remember you can always listen 24/7 on the WGN app, which is absolutely free. Let's talk legal questions with our good friend Karen Conti. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. You know, I was listening to your Captain and Tennille song, and it just never the same to me knowing now that they're divorced. Sorry to bring this bad news to you.
Leave it up to an attorney to remind people, yes.
Love did not keep them together.
How does that work with writing rights? Who gets the money? A 50-50 split? Is that how it works?
Wow. That's a complicated one. I'm sure there's contracts, but, is it marital property? If it's marital property, it gets divided. Oh, my gosh. That would be a nightmare.
I sent you a text the other day because we were talking about dibs on the air parking spots. If you shovel out your parking spot, is there any legal ramifications? Is there I know it's with the city, it's the unwritten rule that you can just put junk in the street and save your spot, but legally you can't, right?
No, this I call that the game of cones, which is kind of fun. You really don't have a right to that parking spot in front of you. That is public. That's a public way. So you can shovel it if you want, but putting junk there is technically illegal under the code in Chicago, and you can actually call 311 and have the city come and remove whatever garbage is there. I wouldn't suggest doing that to your neighbor unless, you know, there's a real problem, because this causes huge neighborhood disputes, as you can imagine. But the city will come and will remove those things, and in the past they've had programs where they come out and they remove all the cones and chairs and garbage and diaper boxes and all of those things.
If it's not a chair, then it doesn't really count to me. I mean, if you're putting a milk crate out there, come on.
Or bicycle.
Somebody put a laundry basket in the street yesterday with a hockey stick in it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
My favorite is the Jesus statues.
That you really don't want to move it.
What are you supposed to do with
right,
that?
You're not going to move
you know?
It. Yeah, right. I like that. Karen, I want to ask you, I was thinking about this the other day, because shoveling right now, if people don't shovel and they get something delivered to their house by a UPS driver or a FedEx driver, and they slip on your porch, are you liable for that?
This is a real complicated question, although it sounds like an easy one. Generally speaking, in Chicago, you have a duty to shovel your sidewalk. Now, not your home, but your sidewalk. So let's just start with that. And if you don't do that, you could be cited. Generally speaking, Chicago has other things to do, like big-time crime, so they're not going to come and give you a citation, but they can. Now, on your property, you have no obligation to shovel. You really don't. But if you do it, you have to do it the right way, meaning if you shovel, but you do it in a way that water runs off and freezes and it causes what we call an unnatural accumulation and someone slips and falls, then you are liable. Whereas if you just leave it go, you aren't liable because it's a natural accumulation. So there's this weird part of the law that encourages you to shovel. On the other hand, if you do it in a way that causes something that wouldn't have happened otherwise, then you are liable. Let's just say, snow aside, if you know you have a hole in your porch or you have a loose board on your stairs, you must make that safe. And if you know about it and don't do anything about it, and someone falls, then you're liable. But if someone just slips and falls because it was slippery or their shoelace was untied, you don't have any liability. That doesn't mean you won't be sued, but you shouldn't have any liability in the end of the day.
Attorney Karen Conti on the phone with us, 312-981-7200 if you have a legal question. Karen, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 312-332-7800, or better yet, email me at WGN at AskKarenConti.com.
Okay. Jane has a question.
Karen, quickly, this has to do with disability parking. So if somebody has a disability, uses assistance to walk, and the handicap parking spot is so far away from the front door of, say, their work building, or it's not shoveled to get to the work building, and they've filed a complaint or said, hey, listen, I can't get to the door. Can we fix this? If they can't get there, who's supposed to fix that problem, or who is at fault, the building or the company the person works for?
That's complicated, too. It's probably the building, and the building has the American with Disabilities Act requirements that people with handicaps have to have access, and that has all kinds of ramification about how wide stairs are, how far they have to walk, and all of those kind of, the actual, incline of a ramp is governed by the ADA. So generally, the building is the one that you would go to try to get that enforced. The company, you might want to report that too, because the company then would, of course, talk to the building and make sure that their employees are being taken care of. So I would say more the building than the employer.
Okay.
And the employer, though, should also then make mention to the building as well. But that's good information.
Karen, 630 area code. Can you ask Karen if I'm driving my vehicle, inadvertently cut someone off, they swerved and hit another car, am I liable?
That's also complicated, because you're going to have to analyze what was the cause of all of these things. Now, generally speaking, when you say cut somebody off, did the person swerve in front? Because if that's the case and someone swerved from behind, there's probably fault on the person who didn't stop in time. So let's just say that, you've seen this, someone swerves right in front of you and you go, jerk, you almost caused me an accident. But the police would maybe, if you hit him, give you a ticket for following too closely or doing maybe driving too quickly for conditions. So it's very complicated to analyze that. Generally speaking, everybody has an obligation to be safe. And if there's a jerky driver, as long as that you're not being hit by that jerky driver, you have an obligation to avoid an accident.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
I know that doesn't answer the question, but
right.
From the scenario you're telling me, I would probably say if you swerve to avoid somebody and you hit somebody, you probably can't blame the other guy.
Exactly.
Because you did it.
Right.
I feel like all of these things are really hard to prove. If someone's slipping because it was your fault for not shoveling, how far away is the walk? Did you swerve?
It's not black and white.
Right.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if you get sued, people really should make note of this. If you get sued, you probably have insurance for it. Most people have homeowners insurance. Most people should have renter's insurance. If you don't, go out and buy it, because it covers you for these kinds of things. And even if you say, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm liable for this, you give it to your insurance carrier. They provide an attorney for you. There's probably a deductible, but that's what you have insurance for. Same with cars. So the minute that you have an accident, the minute that you think someone's going to sue you, you report it to your insurance carrier, and they should handle it for you.
Okay, let's take a phone call. This is let's go to Ron in Vernon Hills. Ron, what's your question for Attorney Karen Conti?
Good morning. It's a question about a probate. My brother was killed in a car crash. Now his daughter is the she's in charge. I forget the word.
She's the executor of the estate.
Yes, yes.
A trustee.
Now,
okay.
Now he had an old car that is worth under $1,000. Can that be easily and quickly assigned to another family member, or does that have to wait till the very end?
It generally has to wait till the very end. As executor, her obligation is to gather all the assets, gather all the debts, pay off all the debts, including whatever burial costs there are, and then distribute. Now, I don't know if there's a will or a trust. Was there such a document?
No, there was not.
So, and remember, if you don't have a will or a trust, the state has one for you, and that's not always what you would want to have happen to your property. So everyone should have a will or a trust and an estate plan. And if you don't know a lawyer, call me or email me, and I'll give you a person in your area. But so she's got to wait until all of those things are done, and then she can do with it as she pleases. Was she the only? Was there a spouse? Was your brother married?
No.
Okay.
He was divorced.
So, and and only one child, correct?
No, two children.
Okay. So those two children would probably be entitled to the estate, and if right. for some reason she wanted to give it to another family member, she would have to do that appropriately. And again, transferring title from someone who's deceased is a little complicated. So all of these things are very hard to do when there's no estate plan in place. But, she might have to contact a lawyer and do some of these things by filling out forms and things like that to transfer title.
Thank you, Ron. You can get a hold of Karen. It's unbelievable how this comes right off the top of your head. I know this is your job and you've been an attorney for years and years and years, but you can just answer everything. And if you can't answer it, you say, I got a guy, which is the Chicago way. 312.
It's hard to pick a good lawyer. And so it's good to get a reference to somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if you need a lawyer, email Karen and she'll point you to the right direction at WGN@AskKarenConti.com. WGN@AskKarenConti.com. Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. Have a great day.
And you'll be on Sunday night at what time?
From 7 to 9, the Karen Conti Show.
How about that?
Great.
I love it.
Thanks, Karen.
Happy Valentine's Day.
To you, too.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
For I can't help falling in love with you.
6:54, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Listen, guys, if you can hear my voice and you didn't get your wife, girlfriend, significant other,
partner,
a gift, she's expecting something today.
Something.
Get after it.
Even if you make a card.
Go to Jewel, buy roses, they're $29.99.
Why can't you make a card?
You can make a card, but guys aren't going to do that.
My husband got me scratch-off lottery tickets.
Great idea.
And I just won $20. Ah, it's great.
Fantastic. Woo-hoo! That's fun for everybody.
So fun.
It's a great gift. I love the little dollar scratch-offs.
I do that.
It's a perfect gift.
I do that at Christmas. I give it to everybody.
So does my husband. He puts them in the socks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great gift.
It's a great gift.
There you go, guys. Look,
something simple.
We're throwing you pearls right now. Yep.
Give me that instead of roses any day.
I know, but
I'll take
a lot of women want roses.
I know, but
it could be roses. It could be any kind of flower. Love it.
I know my wife is solo this morning and getting my son Charlie dressed and letting the dog out and trying to get to work. But
and?
I got nothing. I didn't get a text. I left her a dozen roses and a very heartfelt card.
Really? What did you say in the card, Pete? Tell us.
I said, I know how you stretch yourself. You're a great mother and we love you very much. And be anxious about nothing. I like to put a quote in the card. So I don't know if she appreciates it, but
be
I do.
Anxious about nothing.
Where is that quote from?
Be anxious for nothing.
Oh, for nothing.
And then
be
you anxious said, I love you.
For nothing.
I love spending the last 18 years of my life with you. You're my world.
Maybe that made her anxious.
17. Yeah.
For nothing.
Maybe she was anxious. You're right.
Now she's mad.
Now she's anxious. She's gotten you nothing.
She got roses.
Now you. She's gotten you nothing.
By the way, Costco, $15.99. Dozen roses. Save yourself some money. Yes. It's good stuff. All right, time for the Hawks Express. It was a rough game last night. Here we go.
Vegas.
By the way, it's brought to you by...
That's all you needed to hear, anyway.
It's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. All right.
The Vegas Golden Knights win 5-2.
That's it. It's been a rough one.
Oh, it's tough.
Seven? Is that seven now?
Seven in a row.
We've lost seven in a row.
Didn't Quinville just say at the end, it's tough? Because, quote,
he is anxious for something to happen.
Send him a card.
No, you don't. No, the Coach Q, you want to stay away. Yes, definitely. All right, 6:57. We'll check news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love, love, you do. 7:10, Steve will join us live from Las Vegas right after 8 o'clock. Major announcement on this radio station at 9:30 with Steve, Dave Ennett, and Roe will be joining us. That's a big deal. When you get those three guys on the morning show?
Get those three for, and the words big announcement, kind of follow it.
That's big.
I'm excited.
Today, of course, is Valentine's Day, and who would have thought there is romance frauds out there, except Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Boy, you brought it today wearing a bright red shirt.
I try. I try to be happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
I try to tell people, before you do anything, go to the BBB website and look up the business that you're going to do business with.
It's important. Because that's my biggest frustration in my career has been people calling us after the fact. When it's too late, I can't do anything for them.
Right.
They lose millions of dollars, hundreds of dollars, whatever it may be. We not only give you tips on, you know, businesses to do business with, but we also tell you on scams. And that's so important because there's a scam in every industry. There's some type of scam. Somebody will try to take advantage of the situation.
Well, there's certain levels at the BBB, right? How do you get the, is it the five star? What's the top?
Well, you have 5-star ratings.
Five
we have
star.
A customer review is 5-star. And then we also have a grading system. We grade companies from A plus to F. So
okay.
There is basically based upon their complaints, governmental action, and if they have insurance, if they're licensed properly, all that, and algorithms. And we assign grades to organizations. Across the North America, we have information on about 4 million businesses that consumers should call us first. And
crazy.
It's a lot of information out there. But we also know the good guys, too. So don't forget, Pete, we're also a referral agency. So if you do need a refer or a frozen pipe or a new car, you can call the BBB and get a list of BBB accredited businesses that we basically give our seal of approval to them.
I know we're going to talk about romance scams, but the snow melting, there's going to be a lot of flooding, and these flood companies that pop out of nowhere, there's a lot of scams happening there.
There's a lot of them. They're basically like almost like storm chasers. They come from different markets. They notice cities in trouble. We heard a lot of them coming from Minnesota as we speak, and they come in unmarked vans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because right now they don't
have the roof rakers.
The roof rakers.
That's the big stories now. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
It's
where did that come from?
Yeah, it's just the scammers go where the people are and the money's at.
Right.
So they know we're in trouble with the ice dams because if you look on the side of buildings, these icicles are not, they're gigantic. They're 6 feet long.
Yeah.
And eventually that's going to back up and unfortunately put holes into the roof or water to come into your house or business. So you got to take care of that. But deal with reputable organizations. Check them out with the Better Business Bureau, but also ask us for a list of contractors that meet those specifications in your own area.
Not the guy that drove in a van.
An unmarked van.
What a great resource, too, because literally everything, every person, business that you want to know before you're working with them, I had a broken refrigerator, I didn't know who to call, and I'm a refrigeration man. I just looked online, and I'm like, is this guy good?
You can't tell. Looking online, it's not indicative if they're online, if they're a great organization. I mean, there are some companies out there have been around since the 20s, but have F ratings with the Better Business Bureau because they just don't take care of their customers. They have problems with delivery. They have problems with repairs. Just because they're on our site doesn't mean they're bad either. So we do rate all organizations, and that's what consumers don't really realize. Most of our work is done on organizations that don't support the BBB. About 60% of our work is on companies that don't support the BBB in any way, or some, you know, basically don't want to be part of the BBB.
Jane,
BBB has been around a long time.
Just a little over 100 years.
Yeah,
100 years. Yeah. Do what I do. Andrea Darlis got Steve's cell phone number.
That's right.
Get his cell phone number.
That's it.
If you have a question, just send him a text. He'll
I was on lunch
right
with
away.
Andrea one time, and she got a scam call, and I took the phone from her, and the guy, I just played along with him for a while, and then he hung up on me. So it was pretty ironic how we got a phone call during our luncheon.
Scam call, and you got that during the lunch.
During lunch, yeah.
And there's scam emails, too.
There's scam emails. The phishing is called, the new one's called spearing. Spear phishing, rather.
What is spearing?
Spear phishing means when they attack you individually. So they look at your Facebook post, they look at you, they look at your job, where you work, and they have all this information. They attack you through an email saying, you know what, I know you work at WGN Radio, I got this great promotion for you, or I need this information from you, I need your W-2 forms, I'm your boss. So.
I got one yesterday. I got an email yesterday that said that I went on a website that wasn't registered with Tribune, and it had the Tribune logo, and I sent it to our guy, Art. I go, Art, what is this? I wasn't on any websites yesterday. I was thinking, you know, maybe it was surfing porn or something. And he said, that's a scam.
Yep.
Don't do it. I go, well, it's got the logo and everything.
It doesn't matter. It's
called
phishing.
I don't open anything.
You basically don't open anything or click on anything that you don't know it's coming to. Even if it's coming for you, ask them if they sent you a file because, oh, this came from Sue. I know it's good. Well, Sue never sent it. Somebody hacked Sue's account and sent you a file. So never open those things.
So you're seeing Sue's email address, right. But yet it's from these guys, the fraud guys. People.
And they change one character in Sue's email address, and it looks like it's coming from Sue, and it's not.
Right. I get a lot of these from banks, right?
Banks, yeah.
And they always say, they say, don't believe an email that you get from a bank.
Right.
Even
not
if
at
you
all.
Have an account with them.
And even if you have an account with them, because it may not, most times they're not going to write to you and ask you for your account number. They have that information. If you think your bank's contacting you by email, call them up or go to the website directly. Never follow links or emails. That's what happens is people click on those links and emails, and they're phishing emails. If you would have clicked on a link, it opens your computer, and it can open up WGN Radio to the whole company. And that's how most breaches are occurring, because people are opening up those emails, phishing emails. The employees don't realize that. They click it, oh, click here, great picture, see the first video of this, and all of a sudden your whole company is affected. It's terrible.
I know I say this every time I fill in for Cochrane and you come in. I love you and I hate you at the same time.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It's crazy.
Well, because he's delivering bad news.
And one more thing about the emails. I got an email 2 weeks ago from my wife. It said my wife, Sarah McMurray, but the email address was some scam, and it had the link in there that you click on.
That's what it happens all the time. So you look at the name, you think it's from your wife or friend, coworker.
Yep.
If you have to look at the URL, it's probably not from your person you know.
If you see a URL by itself, hey, you forgot to click on this.
Never.
Never.
What if you just open the email to read it?
That's okay. Opening your email, but never click the link on it as well.
Ever.
And actually, you could hover over the link and see where it goes. And most instances, it'll go to an unknown email address.
It'll have like four different letters or something.
We're also stressed out.
I know.
Look at everybody's faces. It's like, oh my God.
It's terrible. I've been doing this for 30 years, and the scams are increasing because it works. I mean, you just scams everywhere. Every industry has a scammer. And they always go where the money's at.
God, I'm so glad you brought up the guys with the rakes on the roof that drove in from Minnesota in a white van, because the news put them on.
Exactly.
They've been on the news. I'm like, what? Where did these guys come from? I've never heard of them before.
And they're not licensed either. Not all of them. You got to check, obviously. But a lot of them
had a ladder and he had a shovel.
And that's it.
And he was shoveling the roof.
Right.
Gosh.
The good contractors are busy this time of year. That's the problem, is that if you know a contractor and they're usually busy months ago, and these scammers come in and they say, I'm down the street. Mm-hmm. I was helping Susie
out. I'm available.
I'm available. Yeah. I have no license. I have no insurance. Don't worry about it.
Let me get on your roof.
Let me fall off your roof and sue you.
Steve Burness here from the Better Business Bureau. What's the website people can go to?
BBB.org is our website. Please check out the companies ahead of time, not after the fact, because sometimes it's too late.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to check. We're going to talk about romance frauds for Valentine's.
Great.
Coming up next.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Never
Back
thought
to
we'd...
the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I never thought we'd be playing Meatloaf
the
loaf. Morning show. In studio with us from the Better Business Bureau, it's Steve Burness. We're going to talk romance scams. And if you have a question or you want to talk to Steve, 312-981-7200. What is your phone number?
My phone number is 312-832-0500. That's the main number to the BBB. But our website, you can do everything on our website at BBB.org.
Okay.
So before you buy or hire, BBB it.
I like that. You forget what a great resource the BBB
is. Exactly. Call us first. Right.
And you were saying, and I was confused, it's not just about complaints.
Right.
It's about referrals and recommendations.
Exactly.
Working with really great companies.
And we grade companies, review their reports, or review the companies, make sure they meet our standards of operations.
Do you sleep?
I try not to.
No.
It's a 7 day week.
He wears a cape.
Steve
under
calls
that
me super
too.
Superman.
Right.
With the cape.
You are.
Right.
We all want to be loved, Steve.
We all want to be loved.
And we want to find love. Today's Valentine's Day.
Right.
The online scams for romance.
Right.
How do people know?
Well, we issued a study yesterday. It's becoming a really severe problem, not only here, but across the nation. As well, North America and across the globe too, people are being scammed. And really, the tip off to the rip off is that if they still ask for money, and that's the key, is that these people are losing thousands of dollars. We had a woman in San Francisco who lost $1 million recently to the scammer. It's unbelievable what they do. They court you online. They get you off you go to like a Match.com or the major sites, and they get you offline as soon as possible. And they start texting you, and they start instant messaging you. I love you. I need you. I want you. But I'm in the military. I'm defending our country overseas. I can't meet you. And then all of a sudden, my daughter has cancer. I need some money for hospital. Could you send me some money? These women, men, are fall in love. They feel they're fall in love. They found the right person, this soulmate. What they do is they review your Facebook posts. So they look and see all your likes. We had a woman talk to me. She goes, the guy wanted to go to Italy. He looked at my Facebook page. I just came back from Italy. So he was saying everything that she likes. So they go over your Facebook posts and all that. So they really believe that that's your love of your life. It's the same person doing it to thousands of women.
And they're just trying to get money.
It's a vicious crime. Not only do they break bank accounts, they break hearts. So the devastation in Australia, they believe that there's more people that commit suicides over romance scams and murders in that town. Jeez. So that's how the problem is, because it's devastating. It's not only emotionally, but physically. And these people actually end up being really hurt by this.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Tim on the north side. You got a question for Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Go ahead, Tim.
Sure. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for taking my call. This isn't really a romance scam, but maybe about a month ago, I started getting these, free events in Chicago newsletters by email, and I clicked on this link for, Shedd Aquarium free tickets.
Oh.
And it's boom, goes right to, this is Microsoft support. You have pornographic malware. And I said, that keeps us repeating over and over. I'm like, okay. One of my neighbors thought maybe it was a scam, but it seemed like it was a legitimate thing because they did all this work, putting ad blocker on my system. And
never click.
Did you pay them, Tim? That's the key. Did you pay them anything?
Yeah,
you were scammed. Actually, that is a scam. That's an advertisement that appeared on your computer. It wasn't a virus. And it tells you have a virus. You got to call this number. Microsoft is... I would suggest you do is clean your system. Make sure it's clean. If you don't know how to do that, get to a professional cleaner. And never, like we talked earlier, never click on a link that you receive through an email, no matter who you think it's from, because it could be from an entity that you don't know, like it happened to you, and you were redirected somewhere else.
312-981-7200-708 area code. Does the BBB work with only large companies? I'm having issues with a company who installed my quartz countertops. Can I report them? Mary in Downers Grove.
Yes, Mary, you should report to the Better Business. Any company you should report on. We have information on over 4 million businesses. But also by reporting it, we can help you. We usually resolve about 80% of our complaints. And the ones we can't resolve, we let the people know that the company didn't resolve the complaints. But also prevent this from happening to somebody else. So if it's a bad company, we will put the information in there, how many complaints they have, and their grade gets downgraded. And some companies have F ratings because of that. So, yes, please come forward to complain regardless of the size of the business. We handle every complaint.
I just asked you this question off the air, and we got a text, 708 area code. How does a business get an A-plus rating from the BBB?
Well, basically, the A-plus rating is we review the organization, and it's done by algorithms. So we look at the complaints, the number of complaints, the number of employees. We look at the financials, whether they're licensed, and whether how long they've been in business. And all those are factored into the algorithm, and the grade goes from A-plus to F.
Wow.
So let's pull this back to this Valentine's Day and online dating scams. I mean, you're just gullible. You're out there. You're looking for love. You want to go on a date. What should you do before searching for a date online? Is there something you can do to protect yourself from these scammers that are just breaking your heart and taking your money?
Well, the only thing is that they're on these legitimate websites. So you go to a legitimate website. It could be Facebook. It could be any of those sites. And they want to get you off. So that's the tip off to the rip off. As soon as somebody wants to get you off that site quickly, that's something you do. It's like somebody asking, if I would ask you to go to a bar for a drink and 5 minutes later said, let's go in the dark alley and continue our discussion. You wouldn't do that.
No, exactly.
So why would you do that online?
It's so true.
And that's what happens. They want to get you off the site because the dating services catch on, but it takes them a while. You know, they may not catch them right away. Stay on a dating site because that way they can monitor the information. And if they find out he's a scammer, they would obviously pull the profile. But the tip off to the rip off is paying money. That's it. These women are being harmed by sending money out to these people, whether it be for they have cancer or a personal emergency, or they even some have asked for plane tickets. I want to pay for a plane ticket to visit you. And the woman sat in the airport for 6-7 hours and the guy never came.
But she
sent him $1,500 so she can come down and visit him.
Before you're going to love this person, you got to
meet him in person. Yeah. That is the key. Meet him. They don't want to meet. They always have an excuse. I'm in the military.
I've got
a bad cold. I'm in China. and we had one last week. She said she's from Schaumburg. Somebody called from the town over and from Schomburg. And all of a sudden, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in Alaska on a fishing expedition. And then all of a sudden, he had to go somewhere else.
Of course.
And he asked her about her bank, though. Yes, yeah. Started asking about
Never
bank.
Send anyone money. Don't click on
That's
links.
That's it. Yeah, yes. Don't send money. That's the key. You can go online. Don't send money. Online is safe if you just do your due diligence.
It's a great way to date. But
exactly.
If the guy's like, I'm in Alaska and I can't meet you, I have
exactly.
a cold this week. Then
for a year, they can't meet you. Move on.
Can't meet you.
But never send
money for a plane fare.
That's the key. Don't send money. You'll be fine.
BBB.org. Steve Burness. Thanks for coming in, man.
My pleasure. Thank you. Call us first.
729 headlines coming up next on 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show. I believe in a thing called love. Just get into the middle of the hole. With a chance we can make it now. When we look into the sun goes down.
It's the Steve Cochran Show. Pete McMurray in for Steve. Jane Monzuris is here. Andy Mazur is here. Steve will join us live from Las Vegas right after 8 o'clock. Huge announcement on this radio station at 9:30. Remember, if you're on your way to work, you can always listen on the app on your phone. Turn your phone into a radio. Go to WGN Radio, and you can download that app. In studio with us, it is Valentine's Day. She's a professional coach, a therapist, a speaker, a relationship expert. You can go to her website, TiffanyLouise.com. Thank you for coming in, Tiffany Louise. It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Are we singing?
Go ahead.
Andy?
2, 3, 4.
And I said,
what about breakfast at Tiffany Louise?
Okay.
We've been practicing off air.
That's what happens during commercials,
folks. That's okay.
Yes. Valentine's Day. Very high expectations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you manage those expectations?
I think Valentine's Day is a beautiful opportunity to manage expectations. I think it's what you choose to see it as. What's your definition? Is this a Hallmark holiday, like you were saying? Or is it an opportunity to be conscious about the love in your life in all the forms?
I like that.
But, I mean, Valentine's Day, so it's February 14th. It happens once a year. Shouldn't we be conscious of love and loving one another every day of the year?
I agree. But usually how human beings work is if we don't get the conscious reminders, it's easy to let it.
But you forget. It happens.
Right. And I think you can use the hype of this day to check in and take a look at your relationships and where love is showing up. And are you connected to it? Are you prioritizing it? How can you communicate that? Use this day as a jump start for the rest of the year.
Priorities, they get lost when you have kids and both parents work and you're running around and it's nonstop.
Yeah.
How do you prioritize?
I think you, first of all, have to recognize really the data shows that if we don't prioritize it, we don't do so well. They've actually done a really amazing study at Harvard, a 75-year study following men, and they found that the greatest predictor of health and well-being is not success, is not education. They controlled for all of those factors. It's the health of relationships. And so we get that we need to eat well and we need to move well if we want to feel our best. But now what they're really starting to see is that we need to focus on the health of our relationships if we want to have the healthiest, happiest lives we can.
So it's Valentine's Day. What advice can you give people to reconnect with their spouse?
I have a bunch of tools that I found over the past 15 years really help people improve
communication.
Let me
grab my notebook.
Yeah, I got them for you. So the relationship is not the two people. The relationship is what happens between the two people, right? The relationship is how you communicate. So there's a couple of things you can do to improve communication. One, my favorite tool is remove the word you from your vocabulary.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Right.
Nobody likes you. You feels like a proverbial finger in your face, right?
Use.
You never do this.
Yes. Use.
You always made me feel. I've been doing family sessions and couple sessions for a decade, and the minute that that gets introduced, people's defenses go up, right?
Yeah.
They resist, they react, we're just not wired to sort of feel like we're being targeted. So when we can say, I feel, I know it sounds very therapeutic, but I felt this way when this happened, you call attention to the behavior, not to the human on the other side. It diffuses the situation. What we really want is to be able to connect and to be heard. And when we do that, we increase our likelihood of doing
it. God, it's about positioning, isn't it?
It really is. And that sounds manipulative.
It is.
But the truth is, you're being responsible in the relationship when you honor this type of communication. You're actually being the most respectful.
But it's not only you did this or I felt this way when you did this, but it could be I felt this way when you woke up this morning and said, I love you. Right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't always have to be a bad thing. It's just sort of about communicating whether it's the good or it's the bad.
Yes, and this is a key thing for women to understand. We often think that if we communicate our emotions, we're being dramatic, but it's how we communicate them. Men actually respond to us when we tap into our hearts, right? When you drop into your heart and you say, oh, I felt so loved when you woke up and said that to me this morning. Oftentimes we feel that, but we don't communicate it. And
right.
That's the moment of connection between two people. So yes, communicating the challenging feelings, but also the good ones.
Men and women communicate differently.
They do.
That's the biggest problem.
That's why we're talking to a relationship expert.
That is the biggest problem right there. Yes. Guys are idiots. We're so dumb.
No, guys are not idiots.
We are. No. Absolutely, we are.
I think men actually have amazing ways of communication. They tend to be a lot more direct, and they sometimes are often a lot more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women get this dialogue going about how men are and how men communicate, and I don't think it serves us, right? The men bashing and all men are sucking.
Well, Tiffany, however, if you're direct with your spouse, they immediately think they're on the defensive. Sometimes.
Well, and that's where you can learn if the directness creates defensiveness.
Yes.
How to position that in a way, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? I know we hear that a lot, right?
I love that quote.
Yes. I
have it in my phone.
My
I read it all the time.
I love
you want to be
that.
Right or you want to be happy?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Tiffany Louise in studio with us. I'm going to ask you about men. Men complain about not having enough sex.
Mm.
All men complain about that. What can they do in a relationship to increase that?
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Valentine's Day, 7:52. We have a professional coach, therapist, speaker, and relationship expert in studio, Tiffany Louise. We were talking about men and sex. We're like lap dogs, okay? You give us sex, we'll do anything. We'll run around. What's the key to that? How do we get more of it?
Well, you mentioned before we went to commercial that men complain about this, and actually I see equal parts. I see a lot more women having this complaint in their relationships.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Absolutely. It's definitely on the rise. And I think, again, it comes back to how we communicate about it and what our expectations are and how we have this conversation, right?
God, life is managing expectations.
Well, it really is. And if someone has an expectation for intimacy in the relationship that's not being met, oftentimes, it's a really tough subject to navigate for many people.
Right.
There's a lot of feelings of rejection and all that stuff that can get stirred up by that. So oftentimes we don't communicate about it in the healthiest way, right? We, you know, go into our old patterns of, you know, lashing out or avoidance or, you know, all subliminal messages or all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think it's learning how to have a conversation about this subject.
How do you do it? Give us an example.
So for example, you know, if I had a client who was feeling like she wasn't, you know, being as intimate with her partner as she'd like to be, we coach her on how to communicate about her feelings. Again, going back to leaving you out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is really her own experience. Someone else in the relationship could feel completely satisfied with that rate or ratio, right?
Right.
So how do you own what it is that you're feeling? And this looks like saying, I have something that I'd like to speak to you about. Let me know when you're available for it, right? We let the person choose into the conversation so they feel empowered and not, you know, caught off guard and
bombarded. Right.
And then we sit and say, you know, I feel disconnected. I really want to feel touched and I want to feel connected to you, and I'm not feeling as much of that. What do you think we can do?
Oh, great open-ended question.
So you allow the other person to have
right.
a say in it.
Right.
And I mean, it really just boils down to communication.
Yeah, it really does. And these are not things we are taught to communicate about, right? Especially this subject. This is one we've been taught not to talk about.
Right.
You don't say anything.
No. And then what I say, call is this pattern that happens. It's allow, explode, or stuff, boom. And then it comes out in other ways. So learning to relieve the pressure cooker by having these conversations before resentment builds. Resentment in relationships ain't a good thing, right?
I mean, isn't that what marriage is all about? Being resentful of your partner?
No.
Underappreciated?
I like to have a more happier view of it. You know,
I think
really can create healthier relationships. We just need to learn the tools.
All right, give us some resets before you go. Give us some resets for Valentine's Day for people to improve their marriage, you know, on Valentine's Day to kick it off today.
Yeah.
What do they have to do?
So one, remove the word you. Two, validation, validation, validation. Anywhere that someone is doing something that feels good or supportive to you, call attention to it. It might be that your husband takes the garbage out every day, but you appreciate it. Tap into how that feels. I feel really cared for and loved. When I see you with our kids after work, it melts my heart, and I'm so grateful for you. We really need to hear it. John Gottman, a major marriage and family therapist, talks about the 5-to-1 ratio. We need 5 positive interactions for every negative in our relationship.
5-to-1. I like that. Hold on, I'm taking notes down.
Do you have 5 functioning for every challenge or fight? Are you building up the positives there? They're there for everybody. And we just often take them for granted. We often forget to acknowledge them. And gratitude really is such a beautiful gift we give to the people that we love.
Gratitude. Got to be grateful, Jane.
Got to be thankful and grateful. And you got to let the other person know.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I think this is great.
So are we going to practice? I only have one kid, and my son plays in 2 basketball leagues. I work. My wife works. All we do is run.
Yeah.
We forget.
Yeah.
And our date nights now are, hey, do you want to watch Bloodline on Netflix tonight at 9:30?
Right.
That's our thing.
Right. Well, even when you're running, that's an act of service.
Right.
Right. A service to the marriage, a service to your partnership and your family, and acknowledging that. I see how hard you're working, how hard you're hustling for this family.
Right.
I so appreciate you. Right.
God, I got to write that line down, too. I appreciate you.
I think, too, appointment setting, like if you're bothered by something, hey, listen, I'm bothered by what is it?
Yes.
And again, back to the, do you have time? But appointment setting, maybe this is like when you're watching Bloodline Beat, sit down before you turn it on, you say, hey, and then you just have a conversation.
Right. What about, let's say, for example, it can't be, maybe it's not me or someone else, but what if someone left a dozen roses and a card at 4:30 in the morning when they left the house in front of the coffee maker?
Maybe it's not Pete.
And hasn't heard anything via text.
What are you feeling?
Oh.
I get nothing. I feel like I get nothing at my house. All I do is run around.
Okay, great.
And that makes you feel?
Crabby.
Okay. You sound like you want respect.
I do. Yes.
That's what you want.
Well, this is what you need to do, Pete. This is a moment for you to say, I feel like I'm getting no respect, and I feel sad that you didn't.
Well, let's see how it plays out. Maybe when she gets to work, she'll send me a text.
Yeah, she's running.
Yeah.
And you're grateful for that.
Running.
Tiffany Louise, what do you think?
I think the language there is really important, too. I feel like I'm getting no respect is actually like a finger, right?
Right.
It's actually sort of a more aggressive statement. I'm feeling sad is a lot harder to say generally for men because it's a lot more vulnerable than jumping up into your head. But I was so excited to give those flowers to today. I'm just wondering if you got them because when I didn't hear back, I felt a little let down.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's
different. Can you type that on my phone before you go?
I can. And she might go, oh, honey, I was running to get the kids.
These are great reminders because we're busy, we forget.
Yeah, we do.
I'm sure now that she's listening, she'll send me a text message.
But these little moments, these little interactions actually make up a life.
Right.
These statements over a lifetime.
Because they build up.
They build either.
That's when we get resentful.
Yes.
And you can't.
I always say you don't have the luxury of resentments in a relationship if you wanted to be happy.
God, you're good.
I want to live in Tiffany's world.
I know. Everything's perfect.
No, it's not. I've learned this from work on my own life.
Before you go, you have some new videos. You have a video series, Breakfast with Tiffany Louise, on YouTube.
I do. I'm starting a new YouTube show, Breakfast with Tiffany Louise. It's an opportunity for me to share all of these tips and tools that I've been using behind closed doors in my work in confidential settings, but to reach you in your everyday life. So it's really an act of service to provide love and support to anybody who
might be
following
me. I feel like you're talking to me directly when you say that. I need to help you. She was, wasn't she?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love this, like a little spoonful of guidance.
Yeah, we feed ourselves enough yuck on media. I'm really all about filling up on the good stuff.
TiffanyLouise.com for all the information. Mm-hmm. Great to see you. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy love day.
It's 7:59. We'll check news and check in with Steve Cochran live from Las Vegas coming up next on 720 WGN.
A well-earned victory for the Vegas Golden Knights. Beat the Blackhawks here tonight 4-2 in the first ever meeting between these two teams.
Going back to Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Live
from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. That's what you get
for waking up. 8:13, happy Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday, and our good friend is on the phone with us live from Las Vegas. I sent you a text yesterday to put 50 on black. Steve Cochran, did you do it?
Happy Valentine's Day, Snookums.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's been a weird trip. We've had a good time. And, you know, I've left money in three separate casinos. So, mm-hmm. No, your money on black didn't work out. You know, we can do later, though, if you want. I'll go down to the casino and I'll bet some money for listeners. You want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
And the pictures.
Well, I mean, like, the obvious thing that wasn't fine was last night, because you played a clip there from the first time Vegas beat the Blackhawks. Last night, it's 2-1, and the Hawks are leading. First 5 minutes of the third, Vegas scores 3. Now they're down 4-2, and they throw a little extra on for a 5-2 killer at the end. I've never seen this team play this bad. Well, that's since like 2006-07, right in that range.
I know, it's so bad. And after that collapse in the third period, it's like, what's going on? How do you turn it around?
Yeah, I don't know. it's disappointing to say the least. And they're working on it. They're working on it. What are you going to do other than work on it? Coach Q's going to be on with me tomorrow, provided I'm coming back.
And, wait a second.
I got a lot of money to make up here. But if you can think of anything I can ask Coach Q other than hockey tomorrow, you let me know.
I know. What do you talk to him about? Because he's going to be crabby about everything. I have no idea.
Well, and he's got good reason to be.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because he's the second most winning coach in the history of the National Hockey League. Yeah. If he can't figure it out, then who can?
Right. Do you want to bring in Dean?
On that happy note, the rest of the trip's been fun.
All right. Let's bring in Dean Richards from WGN-TV. Dean?
Good day, boys.
How you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better.
Happy Valentine's Day, Schnookums.
Wait, I thought I was
Thanks,
your Schnookums.
Pookie.
Yes.
Steve and I have little pet names for each other.
No, believe me. I listen through every morning at 8 o'clock. It's my favorite segment. It's like two uncles at Thanksgiving dinner.
Sadly, that's so true.
Yeah, but go ahead and punch yourself in the face anyway, because neither one of us can reach you.
I'll do it for you guys. Don't worry.
Steve, I do want to mention that the pictures that are posted on WGNradio.com are fantastic. There's a picture of you, Mary, and Darlis in the airport. It could be the best picture you've ever taken.
Oh, is that right?
Well, what are they doing in the airport?
The Vegas sign is behind them, and Cochran's wearing black, carrying a bag, and he just, I don't know. It's just, I said it to Sandberg. I go, this is the best picture you three have ever taken.
Like a movie poster.
Yes.
You mean because Cochran's carrying his own bag? That's what makes it a good picture?
It's because...
Where's my manservant?
Let me position this correctly. He's wearing black, and the angle makes him look like he is a stud. How's that?
Well, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, the regular angle makes me look terrible?
You look great. I mean, you look better than great. WGNradio.com if you want to check out.
No, Steve, it is a very good picture.
It is.
You all three look great.
Thank you.
It's very cute.
Right.
I'd like to know which angle that is that makes Steve look like a stud again, Pete.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I always yell out when anybody takes my picture, get the good chin, because I don't want him to get the bad one. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice.
You can tell Sandberg positioned you guys, though, because like she always does, you know.
She has the head tilt.
She's
Darlis,
got the tilt going. The side. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she always tells you how to stand and everything, so she did a good
job.
She
gets final photo approval on everything, so it usually takes about an hour and a half to take one picture.
When you got a nice filter on there, and also the spacing is lovely right underneath the sign. It's a very nice picture. This could be an album cover.
I agree.
Steve, it's incredible. WD, I can't wait to see it.
Steve, have you had time to go visit the Liberace Museum or some of the other cultural spots of Vegas?
Time. I'm there right now. No, I did not have time. I was too busy losing money in three separate casinos. But let's not dwell on that.
No, not at all.
When I go to Vegas, I just like to step outside of the hotel, hold my money in my bare hand, and let the wind take it away. It's much more entertaining to me.
It is. While you're singing.
And it is faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, that there were more, well, maybe not more, but I'm guessing it was close to 50-50 Hawks fans at the T-Mobile Arena last night. And, by the way, it couldn't be cheesier entertainment there. Holy mackerel. I thought Nashville was bad. The Hawks fans are everywhere, and from the airport, from O'Hare to here, to the street, the Indian Head was everywhere. They all stopped to say, hey, we listen every morning. What's wrong with Bean? Is he okay?
Get in line. That's a long line to answer that question. My other question, Steve, for you in Vegas, I'm sure you've been going to some of the buffets. Were you able to break your record of how many shrimp cocktail you can get in your mouth at one time?
Yeah, I actually had a guy say, Mr. Cochran, you've had enough. I got kicked out. Too many shrimp. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you guys want to hold on a second while we check what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
I have other things to do.
What? And, Dean, there's some Bill Paxton news that you're going to talk about coming up next,
yes,
right?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
All right. Steve is live in Las Vegas. Dean is live at Bradley Place in town. Steve, you going to hold?
Yeah, I'm good. Of course. Okay. I'm
all right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to hang up on him.
The Steve Cochran Show.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Baby, don't hurt me.
8:23. Steve Cochran on the phone with us live from Las Vegas. Dean Richards.
Dance party.
What movie was this?
Night at the Roxbury.
Yes. Night at the Roxbury, yes.
Are you bobbing your head? Bob your head.
I am.
Bobbing my head.
Mm-hmm. We all are. Yes. Dean.
Hey, boys, you know, whenever you go to, Dean, you know this because you get this all the time. You go to Vegas, you go to L.A., you go to New York. Hey, did you see anybody famous? Did you see anybody famous? You ready? You want to know who I saw?
Yes. Who?
Garrett Tupp.
Wow. Oh,
who is no jacked, way. By the way. He is jacked, isn't he?
Yeah, he's ridiculously buff, but and it looks even weirder with the hair. But Carrot Top is a huge Las Vegas Golden Knights fan. He's like their mascot.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. Goes to every game. They've got this weird, like, performance stage, and Nashville does this as well, but Nashville rolls out country stars, so they feel like country music's like, I do, that's okay. But they have this castle, like a Renaissance Festival castle, that's hanging like between second and third level.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the Golden Knight is their logo. In the beginning of the game, the Golden Knights got, by the way, they kicked our ass, so believe me, making fun of them may lose a little here. But the Golden Knight skates out, and he slays the evil whatever in a black hood with a sword he takes from a stone, and the crowd goes bananas.
Oh,
and then they take
God.
A they get a shot up at the castle, and Carrot Top is losing his mind, beating on a drum.
Oh no!
Wow!
Yeah, not making it up.
Oh
not
wow!
It up.
Steve, when you're in Vegas, do you have a chance to visit your old castmates from the show that you used to be in, Thunder from Down Under?
Well, not just that. You know, I was in that cross-dressing review at Caesars, so I got both of those.
Which is pretty good. I've seen it.
He
can
go right from the lobby dressed as Julius Caesar to Mrs. Doubtfire on the show.
So, as you know, too, there's retailers here. Pete, I don't know when the last time you were, Jane, I don't know when the last time you were in Vegas, but there's retailers here in nice casino hotels because they're shopping everywhere, obviously.
Right.
And they actually come out like a street market in the middle of a third world country and accost you to try to get you to come in and buy their wares. So imagine how flattered I was as I stumbled back to my room a couple of nights ago and a woman comes out of like a skincare type store and she looks at me and she goes, oh, look at the bags under your eyes. Get in here. I'll change your world.
Wow.
They want to grab you so you can spend your money.
Now it's a secret formula to get rid of all the bags under the eyes of Vegas because people stay up all night. I love the shopping.
Yeah,
Steve, tell me more about the shopping.
Well, when she says, I'll change your world, I go, well, how much is that going to cost?
Pull out my credit card. Dean, Bill Paxton.
Who died last February at age 61. His family now has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the surgeon who was doing heart surgery on him. He went in to have an aortic valve replaced, but 2 weeks after that suffered a stroke. The family says that the surgeon did not disclose his planned surgical technique, that it was risky and unconventional, and that he lacked experience with it, and that it was beyond the scope of the hospital. So the Paxton family attorney saying that the surgeon's action resulted in a tragic and preventable death. No comment from the surgeon nor Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, who has also been named in this lawsuit.
Talk about a likely guy.
61?
61 right? Years old.
Yeah.
61. Had the heart surgery 2 weeks after that, had a stroke. They're saying it's because the surgeon didn't know what he was doing with all this.
You would think they would have someone. Well, Bill's got money. You know, he makes millions in film. You'd think they would have a surgeon that would know.
Yeah, it's very, these kinds of things are very complicated, and you would think that they would check this. My mother, when she was 92 years old, had aortic valve replacement surgery. And, we checked out the doctors, we checked out the hospitals, you know, I did a full, research dossier. And, one of my top questions, and everybody should do this with any surgery, how many surgeries like this have you done
right.
before?
Yep.
How often do you do this surgery? That's the number one question that should be asked. So it's very unfortunate, very talented actor, very sad, family member, father and husband gone at such a young age.
And is it true that there's going to be a Seinfeld reunion, or is that just a rumor?
Well, up until now, Seinfeld, when, he's been asked this a million times since the show went off the air, the old Seinfeld show, and he's always absolutely said, no, it's not going to happen. He was on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday and uttered two words, it's possible. So
that's a terrible idea.
It is.
What are they all going to be living in apartments at 60? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's not going to work.
Maybe they're in some sort of nursing facility now.
Oh, that could be funny.
Kramer comes out and screams racist things at the rest of the cast.
That's the part that occurred to me when they said that this might happen, because they brought back Will and Grace right. and mm-hmm. Roseanne, and they're bringing back these old shows like crazy now. So apparently Seinfeld is at least thinking about it right at the moment.
Still no Alf.
Elf is what we're waiting for.
There's the show to bring back right there.
Does Roseanne start in March on ABC? Is that when it starts?
I believe that's the starting date on that now. This is going to be interesting, because before the show actually went off the air, they killed off John Goodman's character.
Right, he died.
The husband, Dan. He's dead.
Dan died.
Well, somehow they're bringing him back. Somehow he's going to be back on the show.
And she won the lottery, remember?
Right.
At the end?
Right. Not career lottery, but...
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like them to bring back MASH.
Well, half of them are dead.
Well, I mean, Hawkeye Pierce is still alive.
Right. Alan Alda.
Alan Alda stumbling into surgery.
The old man shaking. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Dean, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Happy Valentine's Day, Pookie.
Okay. Oh, this is special,
lovely.
Isn't it?
Sweet.
I love it. Steve, live from Las Vegas, we're going to take a quick break, tech headlines, and we'll check back in with Steve Cochran at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. We're accidentally
in love. I got to tell you, I love the love songs today. 8:42, Steve Cochran Show. We'll check back in with Steve in Las Vegas in just a second. Singles, listen up if you're looking for something to do.
Quit staring a hole through me, all right?
Andy Mazur, tonight.
Jeez.
Payal Patel is in here from Navy Pier, and you guys are having a great event tonight.
That we are for singles. We're spinning with singles on the Centennial Wheel.
Spinning with singles.
What does that mean exactly?
So obviously it has to do with our Ferris wheel. And by the way, today is also National Ferris Wheel Day. So happy National Ferris Wheel Day.
Is it really on Valentine's Day?
And it's lucky for George Ferris's birthday.
It is?
It is.
There really was a George Ferris, and he invented the Ferris wheel?
He sure did. In Chicago.
I had what?
Yeah, at the Chicago Fair.
I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Look at you bringing the information today.
The World's Fair. You didn't know
the World's Fair.
I didn't. No.
So cool. You didn't know that? Everybody
please.
Knows that.
Cut
you,
it out.
Are you a Chicagoan, Pete?
Stop it.
Goodness.
You it's guys didn't know that.
To drive the bus here.
First page of the Chicago Handbook, man.
After dibs. Right after dibs, number two.
So tell us about the event tonight at Navy Pier.
Right. Okay. So tonight we are hosting singles who will do group speed dating on the Centennial Wheel.
Oh my God, is that great.
Yeah, starting at 6:30, we'll get them on the wheel in groups, and they'll go for a spin, and after a rotation, the gentleman will move on to the subsequent gondola and repeat the process.
So that's how it works. So you take a full spin around the Ferris wheel,
right.
Which takes how many minutes? Five?
So it's a standard ride is 15 minutes. We're going to speed that up to about 7 to 10, given that we have to factor
seven
the load
minutes,
in to, and load out
You
process.
Don't want it to get awkward.
Are you going to be able to get on to each one of those carousels or the gondolas?
Yes. So, yeah. So we're actually not using every single one.
Uh-huh.
We've divided it up into groups by ages, and then they'll date for a rotation, move on, and repeat the process a couple of times. And then once that's done, we'll escort them over to the Chicago Elite. We've partnered with Entertainment Cruises to host a post-speed dating mixer on the private yacht.
God, that's great.
Right. So if you didn't get to meet the person you had your eye on the wheel,
right.
Or you want to continue
right.
the conversation, if you felt a spark, you can do so with an open bar with some liquid courage.
How about
so.
That? I mean,
he
that's fantastic.
That. He loves an open bar.
You had me at open bar.
That's how we wanted to get the men. We started off really slow with the guys. The women were sold out within 4 days.
I feel like the women will go in groups and they'll have a good
yes.
time and then they'll go on the boat. But guys, it takes them a while to
it
get
does.
Going. So you need men.
Well, actually, we just hit capacity on men as of last night. So
okay, good.
We're doing good.
That's great.
We're all set.
So can people still join in the after party?
Unfortunately, we're all booked up.
Okay.
But,
maybe
I mean,
this means you do another one.
It may be. I mean, we end up having a waiting list for women who were asking if there was another opportunity for this. So maybe.
Well, there's two people that you're staring at right now that are in a relationship, and there's one that's single. Will you tell that person?
Maybe I'll host my own in conjunction with
speed
for the
dating.
Overflow.
I wish they had speed
the
dating.
Overflow.
No, we do need
wait list.
We need guys on standby.
The guy's on standby.
I'll give you my number in a minute.
Andy. Why are you turning red?
Andy, you got the call.
No, it's my shirt. It's
it'll be like a pitching coach. She'll slap her her right arm.
Warm up yes. in the bullpen and come on in.
Will you explain speed dating? I wish it was around when I was around because I have a short attention span. 7 minutes, I'm good. This is great.
Well, speed dating traditionally 3 minutes and you sit
right.
at different tables, but I love that this is just sort of a new idea of speed dating. You're going
right.
around on the Ferris wheel.
Exactly. I mean, we have this Ferris wheel available for our use, so why not put it to use? It is a year-round attraction, and the gondolas are heated and enclosed, so it's a comfortable ride, you know? And
great view of the city, too.
Exactly. A
right.
really romantic setting. I mean, I doubt that there's going to be a lack of conversation with views and, you know,
right.
the ride. And you're not in there alone, so it's not like there's pressure. You know, hopefully people can help facilitate a conversation. We'll provide icebreaker questions as well.
And I'd love to, if you're up on the Ferris wheel, and you're like, what side? You're from north side, south side, west side, downtown? You could just point.
Right. Keep pointing
right.
Right.
From over
yes.
there.
From
exactly.
over there. You see that? That's where I live. Right over there.
Out that way.
What a great idea. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're really excited. Hopefully we can afford some love connections today.
I think you do this during the summertime, too. I mean, a cruise on the lake.
Yeah. I think that with summertime, it probably maybe even sparks more interest, given that it's warm. People like to be outside. So who knows?
And by the way, Navy Pier, I go all the time.
Yeah.
I have a 12-year-old,
yeah.
but they have bars there and restaurants. I've been to Harry Carey's 1,000 times there. It's fantastic.
It's just a great
really
destination
is.
All year round, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're constantly redeveloping. Right now, we're working on our family pavilion, the Fifth Third Bank Family Pavilion, which will open in May. So that'll bring new retail shops and new dining experiences. We can't wait to share that.
The beer garden at the end of the pier?
There's also the beer garden,
right.
the Miller Lite beer garden, which will be programmed with live entertainment all summer
the
long.
The best view of the city, right there.
Oh, yeah, from
it's
the east end of the pier.
It's beautiful.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't even feel like you're in Chicago when you're standing back there. You're having a beer, and it's
yeah.
just, you're on the lake.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
It really is. And we have so many events this month as well. People tend to forget that Navy Pier is a year-round destination. We do have events and programs in the winter, and we've got so much going on. So, you know, I encourage everyone to check out the website. You know, there's a
right.
children's music series. There's Global Connections, which is a celebration of Chinese New Year, Carnival, and Holi, and that's coming up, and you know, so much to do.
And for people driving in from the burbs, you have parking, and it's simple.
We do,
yeah,
super simple. And you can also take you can take a taxi, you can take
Uber, Lyft, yeah, and then we've got so many CTA buses that pull up right in front.
So many CTA buses pull up. What I love is, and people think, oh, Navy Pier is a tourist attraction, a tourist destination, but fine, if you want to think that way, be a tourist in your own city, because that's what I love about Chicago. Is there's ample ways to be a tourist,
explore and discover new things, and we're definitely a great place for locals.
Speaking of Harry Carey's, Grant DePorter just walked behind you. Yes.
Oh, hey,
Harry
look
Carey's
at that.
Navy Pier. It's
That's
nice.
Great.
NavyPier.org for information.
Yes.
Payal, thanks for coming in. Good
Thank
to see
you for having
you.
Me, guys.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We have Bill Murray, Jan Vogler, and friends, New Worlds, at the Chicago Theater on April 19th. It's a fascinating encounter between great music and great literature, bridging America and Europe with actor Bill Murray and German cellist Jan Vogler. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com starting this Friday at 10 a.m. We'll have tickets in just a second. Let's check back in with Steve Cochran, live in Las Vegas, who's going to walk through the casino and start betting for listeners soon.
Yeah, the Murray thing, I don't understand the Bill Murray thing, do you?
The Bill Murray thing?
I mean, I know you just read the plug, but I don't understand what that show is.
I don't think Bill wants to do stand-up on his own, so this gives him something to add to his show. Does that make sense?
But I think if you're going to see Bill Murray be funny in this show, this is not a funny show, right?
No, I don't think it is funny, Steve. In fact, the CBS Sunday Morning, you know that show that comes on at 8 a.m.?
They did a
whole preview about this show that Bill Murray's doing with the cellist, and it looked really interesting. It's a little funny because it's Bill Murray, but he's singing and they're playing. It looked really interesting, I think.
He's doing his lounge singer.
And at this point, well, that would be funny. At this point, he's earned the ability or the right to do something that, you know, is a passion of his. So I think it's kind of interesting.
Right. Exactly.
It's like when you go on tour with John DeCoste and he brings out his cello.
Right, right. You know, DeCoste and the cello is fantastic. Oh, by the way, we have a show coming up in March at the Row. I can't believe you brought this up. At the Row in Crystal Lake. So, go to the Rouse Center .com. I think that's what it is. Just Cochran Comedy, Rouse Center, Crystal Lake, March. You'll see it. Get tickets.
Rouse Center.org.
There you go. R-A-U-E.
Okay, yes.
As long as
they
somebody is wearing a showgirl outfit, we'll go.
Is DeCoste
right,
with
no,
you?
I'm not. He doesn't go everywhere with me. What's the matter with you?
I didn't know.
Next hour, you have, I don't have the schedule for the show in front of me. What time should I go gamble for the listeners?
Probably around 9:20, I would say. 9:30?
9:20. All right, so here's what we'll do. Let's make sure we understand each other.
All right.
I'll take a 20.
Okay.
You give me three callers, okay? I'll take a 20 for each one of the callers.
Got it.
And I'll go to a slot machine, like a bank of slot machines. And if they don't have a favorite, we'll just pick one. And I'll throw the 20 in, and they could bet it $2 at a time, $5 at a time, $10 at a time, or the whole 20. They can roll the whole 20.
Okay.
Whatever they win, or whatever I win, they win. Whatever I win, they win. Now, if they completely wash out, you give them something from the prize list.
I like that.
That's great.
Okay. How about we do this at 9? Right. We do it at 9:30.
What's when you have the news? What do you do? Preempt the news for this nonsense?
This is very important.
About?
I'm sorry, at 9:20. That we're going to do it at 9:20. Sounds good.
Right.
Okay.
See, Jane, this is why he can never take the show over. He doesn't even understand the schedule.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is why they have me here, Steve, just to help him along
somebody,
the way.
We have an announcement at 9:30. Yeah. Somebody's talking to me in my ear, too. All right, we'll check back in with you in just a second. We have Grant DePorter coming in. They have a big toast tomorrow night, 20th anniversary.
All right, I'm going to head for the casino. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All right, sounds good. Steve, live in Las Vegas. Let's do caller number 7 right now. Give away those Bill Murray tickets. Bill and Jan Vogler and friends, New Worlds at the Chicago Theater on April 19th. Remember, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. You can go to Ticketmaster.com or you can call us at 312-981-7200. Caller number 7. We'll do that next on 720. WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Love.
It is 9:10. We'll check back in with Steve Cochran in Las Vegas in just a second. Pete McMurray, Jane Monsuris, Andy Mazur. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Ash Wednesday. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the Harry Carey toast. Joining us in studio from Harry Carey's is Grant DePorter. I don't think I've ever seen you not wear a suit.
You're probably right. It's very, very rare.
All the time.
Yes, if I want to surprise my staff, I'll go casual and they don't recognize me.
And you brought your chef.
Like undercover.
Joe
boss.
Rossetti. Chef, it's great to see you.
Great to see you also. How are you?
I've never seen you without a suit and Joe without the white jacket on. Yes.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
That's their uniforms.
That's good stuff. Right. 20 years. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Harry passed away 20 years ago, February 18th, a Sunday.
I'll never forget it. I was working in Rockford. I was trying to get to Chicago. I moved here in May of 98, and I think I met you right after I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday. It's just because there was like four. It was actually on Valentine's Day where he was out to dinner with Dutchie, and that was really his final moment. And then 4 days later, it was it. But fans came out. It was just like they were leaving flowers by the restaurant every day. It was like hundreds of fans because Wrigley was closed at that time of year. So everyone just came over to Harry's.
Right. They needed somewhere to go.
Yeah, just all be with each other. Yeah.
Definitely. And tomorrow, 20th anniversary, what's the theme this year?
Space, the infinite frontier.
You know,
I always wanted to do something because...
Of course it is.
Yes, Will Ferrell did his Harry Carey SNL skit was, you know, Harry as Carl Sagan on Cosmos, the astronomer. So I thought this would be the year to do that. And when Harry passed away, there was a lot of space movies, Armageddon, Deep Impact, and some Star Trek movies. So I thought I might go all in with space.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And what are we going to see tomorrow? I'm sure you got something planned.
Yeah, our doors open at 5 a.m. I know a
lot. And how many people are going to be in line to get there at 5 a.m.?
It will be fine. You know, we have Ronnie Woo Woo and Ivy Man, but Ryan Sandberg, Ron Kittle, Dutchie. We have the Adler Planetarium is bringing over moon rocks and meteorites. And we'll have, I have Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock's original tunics from season one there. Will Ferrell's outfit, you know, that Harry Carey, you know, is Harry Carey one from SNL will be there. Wilson, the ball from Castaway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Wilson's showing up because people don't know it. Wilson was hiding out in the Cubs locker room for the last two seasons above Wilson Contreras' jersey.
No kidding.
Yes, it was the good luck charm.
The actual Wilson from the movie?
Yeah, it was in a hidden display in the Cubs locker room.
What?
Yes.
How do you know this stuff?
I know everything.
You too. And it's crazy.
If I see it, I want it. So Wilson's going to live at Harry Carey's Navy Pier after the toast.
How did it get there?
How did it get there?
Yeah. How did it get there, Grant?
No, the Cubs know a lot of people. They have a lot of friends.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of Cub fans out there. And one thing that will be really neat tomorrow is a Cub fan that works in Hollywood. He worked on Westworld and Stranger Things, Avengers, X-Men. Built a larger than life Harry Carey. Looks exactly like Harry. If Harry, it's the bust, you know, but if Harry was full sized, this Harry would probably be 20 feet tall.
Okay.
And so the bust of Harry will be unveiled. Kevin Kirkpatrick is the sculptor that made him. He actually lives in Freeport, Illinois and commutes to Hollywood.
You're kidding.
No.
Right outside of Rockford.
He's a big, big Cub fan, yes.
Wow.
All of Freeport. They have Little Wrigley Field there. I mean, they're diehards in Freeport.
Where do you put the bus? Is it going to be outside on Kinsey?
It's going to be in the bar tomorrow, and then it will be in our Chicago Sports Museum at Water Tower Place afterwards in Harry Carey's broadcast booth. And then tomorrow we have like Ryan Dempster showing up around 4 o'clock. He would have shown up in the morning, but he has a makeup artist transforming him into Harry Carey.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Dempster does a really good Harry.
I've seen it. Yeah. He did the seventh inning stretch and he walked right past me. I'm like, oh my God, I had to do a double take. I had no idea who it was. And then I figured it out when he started talking.
Yeah. So all morning long tomorrow will be, you know, we're going to have breakfast and all kinds of craziness. And then the toast parts at 6:30 p.m. anywhere in the world you can toast. And you know, I just got a fun video which will probably hit everywhere, is Antarctica. National Geographic Lindblad expeditions toasted from Antarctica with giant penguins, the emperor penguins, and they sent me the video. And we have tall towers all around the world toasting Harry, from Berlin to Tokyo.
Of course you do.
Yes.
So whether you can make it down or not, we can be toasting wherever we're at.
Wherever you are.
I love that.
NASA is toasting with powdered space iced tea.
Interesting.
Yes, because I wanted the International Space Station, but they couldn't give me that. They got me the Johnson Space Center.
How would you make that call? It's Grant DePorter from Mary Carey's. Put me through. Okay. All right, we'll do that. And if you open at 5 a.m., what does that mean for Joe? Joe, what time do you arrive and start cooking?
We'll get there around 3:30.
Oh, that's a long day for you.
That's all right.
That's a normal day.
Regular
day,
half day, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
so
Joe,
do you cook? I mean, so you get there at 3:30, you're cooking all day.
Well, it's just for the breakfast, right? And then the breakfast will wrap up sometime around 10 o'clock or whenever everyone exits, and then we'll open up for lunch. And we'll get ready for dinner right around 4. And it's a regular day.
So you're cooking all day.
Yeah.
People watching on CLTV, you have two plates in front of you. We thought it would be fun to, of course, have Grant in to talk about tomorrow night. Roe and Anna are going to be there broadcasting live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done it 20 times. I think Roe's been the master of ceremonies probably 15 of 20.
I think you're right. Yes, I've seen him there, too. But tonight's Valentine's Day, and we thought it would be fun for you to come in and give us a recipe that people can make at home that can't make it out to Harry Carey's or go out to dinner.
Right on. Well, it depends on, I thought about it a lot, and really depends on what your Valentine is into. You know, so if you're going to make the leap to make dinner for your Valentine, you want to find out what he or she really likes. What is their favorite dish? You know, so mine, I know, loves fish and roasted vegetables and things, and a lot of things that I really don't eat.
I love the passion in your voice.
So
too.
I sort of conjure up my mind. Maybe it's some roasted root vegetables with a little bit like organic honey and some sage, and then we'll roast a nice piece of fish and a little glass of wine, and just have a nice little low key inside if you can't make it out to the restaurant.
Now, is that easy enough for everyone to do?
I think it's very simple. You know, I mean, get yourself a nice fresh piece of fish, season it, get a nice hot pan, a little olive oil, sear it on both sides, pop it in the oven, and you just pre-roast your vegetables or whatever you like. It could be grilled asparagus. You could grill it inside. It could be simple like garlic spinach or roasted beets. Or, you know, I mean, beets are very, you know, the red, the Valentine's, you know, they sort of evoke that.
I didn't think about that. I was never a beet guy, but lately I've had beet salad. I like beets.
Yeah, beets are great. Beets are great when they're roasted. They take on a great sweetness. You know, if they're pickled, they could go with a nice grilled shrimp, or they could even go with some pork. Depending on what you're into.
So Pete had you bring in your famous salmon dish because it is his favorite thing that
it is. We've resurrected. We've brought the sexy back with your salmon here.
And the reason that I bring this up is because Jane and I have seen you a few times, but we really became friends. And I don't know if you two remember this. The Wood Family Foundation, I want to say it was 4 years ago, Jane and I were hosting at Harry Carey's, Navy Pier.
Right.
And Jane and I are eating chicken nuggets by the kitchen door. And you're like, guys, come on in here. I'll make you a nice fresh fish. And you gave us salmon.
Right.
You made us salmon. And the three of us just sat there and stood up over the garbage and ate.
Right. That's,
and talked.
That's the way we do it.
It was nice. Yes. And then I see you at Joel Murray's golf outings now. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And we love that one also.
Right.
So
stuff.
This salmon is, it's a Faroe Island salmon. This Faroe Island is right in between Norway and Iceland. It's a very pristine waters. The aquaculture there is fed by streams that come in. It is a farm salmon, but is a very low pen density. So there's very few fish in this massive water. So very clean, very meaty fish. This one has the maple and mustard glaze that you both like much.
It.
And then we have some charred cauliflower.
You can make anything, we'll eat it.
Yes. Right on. This has charred cauliflower, both purple and our regular white cauliflower with some peppadew peppers. And then this guy, I don't know where the camera is, but this is our one of our best sellers. This is a very sustainable fish. It's a white fish out of the Great Lakes, and it's a white fish oregano. So the oregano is, you know, garlic and oregano, obviously, and parsley, a little wine, a little chili flakes, and then some braised kale underneath it, and a little caramelized lemon.
Wow.
God, that sounds great. How long have you two been together? How long has he been working there?
No, Joe, six years.
Hey, wow. He wouldn't know.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 30th year this year. We opened in 87.
God, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Good for you. For more information on the toast tomorrow, where can they go?
Our Facebook page, Toast to Harry, or harrycarey.com, or WGN Radio's website.
It's right on the front page.
You're a partner on
yep.
this.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're, you know, if people show up at 5 in the morning, I've got some astronaut outfits or alien outfits. They can put them right on them. It's going to be a fun morning.
People Grant's that like, show up at 5 in the morning will probably put those on.
Yeah. Do you want to be there?
I would love to be there.
Okay. I'm counting on you. Jane's going to be there.
Grant and Joe, thanks for coming in. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for having us.
All right. The big toast. Coming up next, we'll talk to Steve Cochran, who is in a casino in Las Vegas. If you would like Steve to bet for you, let's do caller 7, 8, and 9. 312-981-7200. He's got $20 for each caller.
Gambling for you.
312-981-7200. It's 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love, 924, happy Valentine's Day, happy Ash Wednesday. Steve Cochran is live in Las Vegas in the casino, ready to gamble.
Not quite ready.
Okay.
I just realized I don't have any cash in my wallet, so I'm going to buy an ATM machine.
Get some from Darlis.
Do you know how much...
Does anybody want to know my PIN number? Oh, there's an ATM.
Do you know how much an ATM is in Vegas?
$9.99.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It is.
I'm not kidding. It's $9.99. That's the fee.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. Yeah.
And all seems ATMs? Reasonable.
Yeah, it's $10 to take money out. But you're not going to take out $20. Of course, you're going to take out a few hundred.
And then you're going to lose it.
That's how it
works. Here's what we'll do. You give me three callers.
We got them. They're ready.
Okay. But while I'm withdrawing cash.
Yes.
let me tell you how last night was supposed to go.
Okay.
Yesterday, Andrea Darlis went out with a crew. And she found some fans for the Blackhawks who were really upbeat because we were hoping for the best. Listen to this.
Okay.
We're with Ben, Aaliyah, and Tyler here on the Las Vegas Strip. We're in front of Paris. Blackhawks fans, you guys excited for the game tonight? All right, now, we need to turn things around. It's Vegas. You're going to be lucky tonight. What do you guys think?
I think we got a good chance.
You think so, too?
Yeah.
How cool is it seeing the Hawks in Vegas?
Pretty awesome.
It's crazy. It wouldn't have expected it.
What are you most looking forward to now that y'all are here?
Pre-game in the game.
We need big money.
Here we go. Big money and a Blackhawks win. Let's say go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Big money and a Blackhawks win, Steve. Yes.
Yeah, and she has a number of those that we have online that you can see Andrea and hopeful Blackhawk fans before last night's debacle. And weren't you telling me there's a big photo gallery up?
The photo gallery with the best photo you've ever taken alongside Sandberg and Darlis in the airport with the Vegas sign behind you.
All right. And where do I find that?
You find it at WGNradio.com. That's WGNradio.com.
Just got to the funny part for the $9.99 convenience fee.
Convenience fee. Yes.
All right. So if you want to put the first caller on and see if this times out at all.
Okay. Let's go to Mike. Mike, where are you calling from?
Round Lake.
Round Lake. Are you ready for Steve to gamble for you?
I am.
Okay, big money. What do you need the money for?
I just had a baby, or my wife did, I should say.
Oh, boy. Start that 529.
Is this legal? I don't even know if we're supposed to do this.
Sure. I think it's fine.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, except it's on this radio station. all right, caller, what's your name again?
His name's Mike.
Mike. Mike, you got a favorite slot machine you like?
I'll just let you pick the Not Eagle Tang.
All right, Mike, I like your attitude. Let's see. I am walking down an aisle right now. We're going to go with Triple Lucky 7. How do you feel about that?
Triple Lucky
that
7.
That sounds lucky.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Can you mention the hotel?
I'm going to put 20. What's that?
What hotel are you at?
I'm at Caesars, but I can't say that publicly.
Okay. All right. That's my visual. I've been
all right,
there
all that thought. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second here.
Caesars, of course, has the mall.
I want to hear the gnat sound of the money going in and then the slots rolling around.
There it is.
All right, so here's the deal. It's 20 bucks, either 2 bucks, 5 bucks, 10 bucks, or the full 20. What do you want to bet?
Let's do four fives.
Four fives.
Fives. Four pulls.
Okay.
All right. $5. Let's go with $5. Here we go. Losing.
loser. We got 15 left in the bank here. Let's go. Loser. How do you feel? You want the $10 or should I continue? Keep going.
Keep going.
All right, here we go. You were really close there, Mike. Really close, huh?
So close, but yet
no,
so
not
far.
Not so much. I just wanted you to feel better. All right, this is our last five, Mike.
Okay.
Cross your fingers, alrighty, buddy. Here we go. Oh! We have a winner.
Oh!
Oh!
What'd we win?
Let's see what we won here. You won $10, Mike?
Hey!
All right, Mike, so here's the deal. You either get the $10 or you get something from Pete and Jane off the prize list. Go for the prize list. It's worth more. Okay. Thank you.
All right, hold on, Mike. Okay, Steve, for time, for Pat and Lucy, I think you're going to have to do the 20 all at once.
Well, here's what we'll do. Can we come back at 40 and not rush her? I mean, this could be a big life-changing thing.
We have the big announcement, remember, coming up after the news with Roe and Dave Ennett.
All right.
And you. You're the star of that big announcement.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't get out much. Lucy.
This is Pat. Pat's on the line right now.
Oh, I thought you told me it was Lucy. I apologize. Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, so, Pat, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play $20 as fast as we possibly can on the Wheel of Fortune machine. Are you ready?
Sounds great.
Wheel of Fortune.
All right, here we go.
I feel good about this one.
I do, too.
We're 0 for 1, Pat.
Oh.
I'm
sorry. Thank you.
$2.
$2, Pat. $2. That's fantastic.
Why, thank you.
That's great stuff.
Stand by. We've got two more spins here to get you in the full 20. Pete, I thought I could bet 20 at a time. I couldn't.
Okay.
And last spin. Oh, so close. All right, Pat, you've won $2. Again, take the prize list, Pat. It's worth more. Take the prize list.
Thank you, Pat. Hold on the line. Let's go to Lucy. Steve is in Las Vegas betting for people. Lucy, you ready?
Yes, yeah, I sure am.
Say hello to Steve.
All right, Lucy, this is our last shot, baby. This is it. I'm staying on a Wheel of Fortune machine because I like your chances. Here we go. Spin. Oh, come on. There's, oh, so close, but yet we suck. Here we go. Let's try another one. Okay, we're 0 for 2, Lucy. This is our third spin of 4. Third of 4. Oh, you won $4.
Hey.
$4, Lucy.
Woo-hoo. That sounds good. I'll take the prize list.
This is our final. Lucy, would you like to keep the $4 or risk it all?
I'll take it all.
Okay,
we're going to risk it all. Here we go.
Risk it all.
Oh, you won 4 more.
All right.
What a run you're on. But unfortunately, we're out of time.
$8.
Lucy, you've won $8.
$8.
You can take $8 or take what's on the prize list. Pete, what would you recommend?
I would recommend take the prize list. Yes.
Take the prize list, Lucy. Take the prize list.
I'll go with the prize list. Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Lucy.
Congratulations to all of our winners. And what you've been listening to is exactly how my Lux ran all week long.
Steve, hold on. Major announcement coming up in 8 minutes, okay?
Got it.
All right. Steve Cochran live from Vegas. Let's take a quick break. We'll check headlines next on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
9:44. Steve Cochran on the phone with us live from Las Vegas. Steve, I need to introduce our sports director here at WGN for the announcement, Dave Ennett.
He's great. I like him.
He's a good man. Dave, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Well, good. Thanks, Pete.
How are you?
Steve, nice to talk to you. This is a...
Are you still in Jersey?
No, I'm back. I'm actually at WGN Television right now.
All right, because we got a big announcement to make.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks for the heads up. Should I go ahead with it?
Go
Pete?
Ahead.
What
yes,
do you think?
Absolutely.
Do you want to introduce the other people, Pete? Who else is... Isn't Ro Khan with us?
Ro is here. There is Ro. Ro!
I'm here. I'm here. I'm awaiting. I have no idea what's about to happen here, so I'm awaiting. I thought Steve's going to announce that he's with child. I don't know. What's going
to
happen?
This is big.
Rose about to be named Miss Congeniality. Stand by. It's going to be beautiful.
It is. Well, that's not exactly it, Steve, but this is a very exciting and historic day for all of us at WGN Radio. Today, WGN Radio and the Chicago White Sox are jointly announcing a multi-year agreement naming 720 WGN as the team's flagship radio station. White Sox games will air on WGN beginning with the Sox first Cactus League game against the Dodgers on Friday, February 23rd at 2:05 in the afternoon.
How about a sitting ovation? How about a round of applause?
That's fantastic.
How about a big yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Now a couple of other items. In its 10th season, the on-air team of Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson, Ed the former Sox pitcher, and Darren former outfielder, they will return to the broadcast booth. Todd Manley, our boss, WGN radio station manager and vice president of content, says, "What an honor it is to join the White Sox family. Summer starts today on WGN radio."
Great quote.
And Brooks Boyer, Brooks Boyer, yeah. White Sox senior vice president of sales and marketing, says, "It's a fantastic win for White Sox fans. We are thrilled to team up with an iconic media organization in Chicago, delivering the hustle and passion of White Sox games to WGN radio listeners throughout the city and the Midwest." Brooks, did I quote you accurately there?
You quoted me. I couldn't have said it better myself. And we are so excited to be part of the WGN family and to be able to deliver our fans these games across your great airwaves.
It's great news.
You know, Brooks, I go back with you guys to AM 1000 and the Loop in the 90s when we had the White Sox back then. And as you know, baseball belongs on 720 WGN. So, Ro, I know you're as thrilled as I am about this.
No doubt. And when you think of the history of WGN and baseball, obviously on the north side, when you look at the great names that have broadcasted games and the way you guys are used to delivering games to fans, you know, we couldn't be more excited. We were in the unfortunate situation of having a flagship partner that went into bankruptcy, and nobody wants to go through that. But it created an opportunity for us to sit down with Paul Rennie and with Todd Manley and with Larry Wirt and with their quick work and effort and to be able to put together a relationship so quickly, understanding a season was right around the corner. We couldn't be more appreciative of the relationship that we have had on the TV side that's carrying over to radio, and we know we're going to deliver a lot of great things to fans.
It's great stuff. Ro?
Yeah, I just got to say that when we heard about this coming down the pipe a few weeks ago, it was I got thrilled because this will be my second or third tour now with the White Sox. I was with the White Sox in, I hate to say it, the late 1980s at WMAQ. You know,
man,
that's an institution that is a long deceased, but it's an amazing institution. You know, I grew up on the north side, so I had, you know, going into that, I had a preference, but my daughter and my siblings were all White Sox fans. So one of my favorite memories as a kid was to be able to go, you know, up on the north side for a day game because they used to play baseball in Sunshine up there, and then you get on the train and you go down and you go to the, you know, your own like sort of twilight doubleheader in your own world on those rare days that happened. And I in the 80s, I became such a fan and such a, you know, we were such a part of the fabric of that. And I happen to think that the fan experience at the rate is the best fan experience in all of baseball. You know, you're close. You've got great food, great amenities, great experiences. The parking is great. And it's important thing.
It's the most underrated ballpark in the country. And I've talked about it forever. And obviously, we want Sox fans to get out there and fill it up. And on your way and on your way home, you'll be able to listen. And you can't make the game, you'll have the games with us, Brooks. So it's a great partnership. But, you know, Brooks, you weren't kidding. This thing came down in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and nothing gets done that fast. So good for Todd and Paul and Larry for getting that done.
Yeah, typically these types of negotiations take 6 months, and the fact that Jerry Reinsdorf has a relationship with Larry Wirt, and we do have, like I said, that connectivity on the TV side. This was able to come down quickly, and the enthusiasm that they have and the sales staff has for baseball, and particularly for White Sox baseball, and the opportunity made it a clear-cut decision for us that it's great to be partners with WGN and to be on the air with you guys.
Phones are ringing already. Hear it in the background.
And just a historical footnote, if I might, because Brooks mentioned, of course, the partnership with WGN Television, which has gone on for many, many years, and now this will further complement that. But White Sox baseball has been heard on WGN Radio before, from 1927 to 1943.
Remember that, Dave. You covered that.
Actually, one of my first jobs in this business was producing White Sox baseball over at BBM when the broadcast team was Joe McConnell, Rich King, Harry Carey, and Jimmy Pearsall.
Oh, wow.
Back in the early 80s. But it was Jack Brickhouse, Bob Elson, and Quinn Ryan. Quinn Ryan's a WGN Walk of Famer. Jack Brickhouse is, of course, as well as being a baseball Hall of Famer, a Ford C. Frick Award winner. And that was back in the 1927 to 1943 seasons. White Sox baseball aired on these airwaves, and now it's back.
Very impressive.
It's very, very cool, and you're going to hear some of these exciting young players on with Ro and me and the rest of the day. We have some announcements to make in the coming days about other staff related to baseball. Kevin Powell, who I can out Kevin now, who's been covering the Cubs. Kevin is a lifelong Sox diehard fan. And I know Kevin Powell, our baseball guy, is going to be excited about being at and covering the Sox, period. So we got to get to Arizona, Brooks. We got to start chasing you guys.
You know, here's the thing. My understanding is Kevin is already there. So he beat you there. He beat the weather, and he's down there. And to your point, we have a very young, exciting team that we hope to broadcast many meaningful games in September and October moving forward. So couldn't be more excited about being on your airwaves.
And I just want to add to that you know, it all starts today at 3:00 with us and with Kevin in Arizona with the White Sox. It is it's an honor to be once again associated with this amazing, storied, historic franchise. And and we want to be as much a we this whole show, my entire staff of people on the Ro Contra with Anna DeVellantis are all Sox fans. And this is yesterday when it appeared that this was going to happen. There was elation on the staff, and we just can't wait to be, a part of the service element that takes your fans to your games. So we're really excited to be a part of it.
Well, I can't wait to see what you guys are listening to, what you guys do on air to figure out who off of that team is going to throw out a first pitch during the season this year.
Well, since I'm hosting today, I assume it's me.
On here for that one.
Everybody's going to jump to it.
I got a picture, Brooks, hanging in my office at home of me throwing out the first pitch to James Baldwin. You remember Baldwin?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he was
it a strike.
He had to leap to his feet to save an elderly woman from having her teeth knocked out. So I got a history in that park.
That's terrific. Well, we look forward to having you guys down here. Pete, I'm sure he's going to be ready to finally be able to broadcast from inside the ballpark, since we've kept him outside the ballpark for so many years.
How many times do I email you and text you for tickets?
Zero. Never. That never happens.
Uh-huh. Yes. Brooks, congratulations. This is a great partnership.
Well, can't wait to be working with you guys and here at DJ on the air. Thank you guys so much. Looking forward to it, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks, Brooks.
And Pete, one last thing for Dave Ennett. We all know the Hawks are going to figure this out. We'd like it to be sooner than later, but the Hawks have great partnership arrangements with the White Sox. So when you take the Blackhawks, the most successful franchise in this city for the last 10 years by far, and you combine the Blackhawks with Northwestern Sports, and now the Chicago White Sox. Well, Dave, right. You ought to be smiling ear to ear.
No, I am. I'm thrilled by this, and I just think we've got a tremendous sports lineup, and it's only going to get better. And it's I think watching this young team develop here over the next few years, it reminds me, Steve and Pete and Roe, of the morning that we announced that the Blackhawks were coming aboard here.
Look,
you know, you're kind of at the right time, the right stage of the development of the program. I think it's going to be a very exciting progress to watch here on WGN.
And I think the baseball on WGN is it's just one of those things in the city that everybody is,
it's summer.
Familiar with, right. Summer. I mean, this is the quintessential baseball radio station, and to be able to have a relationship with a storied institution like the Chicago White Sox, and to be able to watch them grow and develop into what we all know they are going to be, is going to be really something special.
Thank you, Dave Ennett.
Thank you, Pete.
And we'll listen to you tomorrow. Ro, we'll listen to you this afternoon, and I'll see you tomorrow at Harry Carey's.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Make sure you wear a spacesuit tomorrow. No, that is the plan.
Grant, that was the last thing Grant said to me. He just left here at 9:20. He's like, wear your spacesuit. I go, I'll just show up in a t-shirt.
Yeah, no, okay. I have to wear a spacesuit. So I think people should come out and watch this, because I might die of some sort of heat stroke-related issue on the air.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, I think it's funny about that is Pete's claiming he doesn't already own a spacesuit.
No. I may have one, yes. All right, thanks, Ro.
All right, thanks.
All right, Steve, hold on. We'll say goodbye in a second, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, Steve, live from Las Vegas. Again, the White Sox are coming to WGN.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox!
Thanks again to Brooks Boyer, who everyone knows and everyone will be hitting up for tickets.
Oh, yeah. I already
Chicago
called
White
them.
Sox.
Wendy already put that call in, Pete.
Did you really?
Maybe.
Needs four against the Twins for July 6th.
Oh, I like that.
I've got Andy the Clown up here wanting to introduce.
Nancy Faust and I are going to a game.
Everybody loves her.
I'm going to get a mortgage with Guaranteed Rate and get my
Good
Victor
move.
On the air, the owner of Guaranteed Rate.
So Ribby texted me earlier today.
What about Rhubarb?
He doesn't talk to me. But Ribby is very excited about this new venture.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
I dated Southpaw. There, it's out.
What? That's dirty.
How'd he get his name?
The mask. Oh, no.
That is
bad.
Oh, no.
God. Wow.
I've never been so embarrassed and proud at the same time.
Wow. A lot of people on the air there for that announcement.
Yeah.
I've never been a part of that. People were very nervous.
You were Ringmaster Ned for that.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah. That's a big. For people who don't know, the White Sox will be broadcast on this very radio station on WGN. That's great.
Starting in
immediately.
What, a week and a half?
February 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During Roe's show?
Yeah. Spring training will
there it is.
Knock Roe's show off the air.
You guys have something
intentional that we got the White Sox.
You guys have something big coming up at 10:30, and I can't wait to come downstairs for it.
Well, it's big if you're a Christian. Today is Ash Wednesday.
Yep.
You need to get your ash into church. And if you can't, then the church kind of comes to us. We're going to have ashes in the studio.
This is so great.
And multiple locations where, you know, you don't always have time to get to church to get ashes if you're a Christian.
Right.
So there are pop-up ashes, I guess.
There are. And to answer your question, Pete, yes, the ashes are gluten-free. You have nothing to worry about. They're safe.
Okay.
If you have peanut allergies, don't worry.
So does everyone come downstairs for this?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What this about people great. On the street? Can they just come in?
No. Too dangerous.
Yes, we get
way too dangerous.
A traveling
ash.
It's got glitter ashes, I've seen.
I've seen the glitter ashes.
I like those. You can
go to
urbanvillagechurch.org and find out where the pop-up locations are. And Reverend Christian Kuhn is coming in. I am Catholic. He is not. I asked if it was okay. He's bringing a priest with him, and it's all good.
Fantastic.
Oh, they did an exorcism on me last year.
That's okay.
It's crazy.
It didn't work.
It did not work, but it was fun.
I was going to say, it did not work.
Nope.
Nice. All right. Have a great show. I'll see you in a half hour.
All right. You're on.
Bless you.
Bye, guys. Great job.